Children, today we said together Psalm 121. It's one of our favorites. We often say the beginning, I will lift up my eyes unto the mountains, from whence comes my help. My help is from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. One reason it's one of our favorites is because we have the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains right around us. And another reason is that this psalm gives such a good feeling for how the Lord is watching over us and protecting us all through our lives. This psalm was first written for people to sing while they were making a journey up to Jerusalem to the Lord's temple. Three times a year, all the children of Israel were supposed to come to Jerusalem for the Passover, for the Feast of Harvest, and the Feast of Ingathering. And it would take them days and days of walking along the roads, and they would camp at night, and get up in the morning and walk some more, and they would look up at the mountains where the Lord's temple was, and they would think of the Lord watching over them on their journey. Well, we too are on a journey. We're on our way from this world to heaven, and the Lord is watching over us every step of the way. Now, do you know what mountains correspond to in the word? Mountains are high, so being up on a mountain represents being close to the Lord. And in the spiritual world, the angels who love the Lord the most live high up in beautiful mountains. So mountains correspond to love to the Lord. And in the second coming, the Lord teaches us that when the word says mountains with an S, it also means the hills, the lower mountains. In the spiritual world, the angels of the middle heaven live up in the hills, and they are especially in love toward the neighbor. So taken together, the mountains represent the two great loves of heaven, loving the Lord above all things and our neighbor as ourselves. So now we can see why the psalm says, I will lift up my eyes to the mountains from whence comes my help. Because when we lift up our eyes to love to the Lord and toward loving our neighbor as ourselves, then the Lord gives us help on our journey, on our way to heaven. Now these two great loves need to come down into our actual life, into what we actually say to each other and don't say, and the things that we actually do for each other and the things we don't do because they would hurt, because the Lord says not to. And our actual life is represented in this psalm by the foot. You can picture if you're walking up a mountain, heading up to the Lord's temple, then if you hit some loose gravel, your feet could slip out from under you and your body and your head would hit the ground and you would be hurt. The Lord is saying, that's not going to happen. I will not let your foot be moved. You'll have steady feet on your journey. And that represents how if we are trying to follow the Lord, letting love to the Lord and love to our neighbor rule us, then our natural life of what we say and do will be orderly. And even when we do slip up and we sin against the Lord, we can repent. We can recognize, I have sinned against the Lord. We can ask the Lord to help us do better next time, and He will help us. We will grow stronger and steadier on our feet, on our journey to heaven. Now the psalm says that the Lord never sleeps. The Lord's love never sleeps. He always loves us. He's always watching over us all the time. In fact, it's His love that gives us our life, that makes us live from second to second to second to second, all the way to eternity and forever. And the Lord is always watching to see, how are we receiving His love? Are we receiving less of it or more of it? And He's always, as much as we're willing, steering us away from things that will hurt us, that receive less of His love, and into good things where we can receive more of His love and share it with other people and so become happier and wiser people more and more forever. Now, it does seem sometimes as though the Lord is asleep. It certainly seemed that way to the disciples in their ship on the Sea of Galilee when the wind was blowing and the waves were crashing into their ship, filling it up with water so that it seemed like it was going to sink and that they were going to perish, to die. And then they finally remembered to ask the Lord for help. And as soon as they did, he said to the storm, "Be quiet." And there was complete calm. And it can be like that for us in our life too. When bad things happen to us or to people that we love, it seems like the Lord is not paying attention. He wouldn't let this happen if he were paying attention. That's how it seems. But as soon as the only thing we care about is that we might perish, that we will perish, that we will go to hell without the Lord's help, we truly ask the Lord for help in that way, the Lord gives help and he brings peace into our life. And that's why it says in this psalm that the Lord will never slumber nor sleep. He's always watching over us. This psalm says that the Lord is our keeper. Keeper is a word that means watchman, guard, protector. And it says it six times. It says, "He who keeps thee will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord will keep thee from all evil. He will keep thy soul. The Lord will keep thy going out and thy coming in from now and forevermore." Six times makes us think of the 6 days of creation and then the seventh day when there's peace forevermore. The Lord is leading us through the 6 days of our preparation, of our journey on the way to heaven, and he's keeping watch over us all the way. We can picture the Lord as being like a guard at a pilgrim camp on the road up to Jerusalem. Everyone else is sleeping, but the Lord is awake. He's keeping watch over the camp. And if an enemy comes, he will wake them up with a shout so that they can run away or protect themselves. And the same thing's true for us. When evil spirits come into our minds and they suggest bad ideas, but they sure seem like they would be fun, the Lord wakes us up with a shout by reminding us of truths that we know from his word so that we can run away from those evil spirits and, if need be, fight to protect our eternal life. Then the psalm says that the Lord is our shade on our right hand. Now, our country is cold right now, but you can imagine living in a hot, hot country. And every day you're walking for hours along the road and the blazing sun is beating down. That would be really tiring and discouraging. Or if you decided to walk by night, then all you'd have is moonlight to find your way and you might easily get lost. In the spiritual sense, a sun that's too hot represents too much love of self that blocks out love to the Lord and love toward the neighbor. And in the bad sense, the moon represents wrong ideas that make bad things seem good and good things seem bad. The ancient people had a saying that a person was struck by the moon or lunatic, meaning that they were full of crazy bad ideas. But the Lord is our shade on our right hand, protecting us from too much sun and too much moon. And that represents, the right hand represents the power to see the difference between good and evil, right and wrong, to know what is the right thing to do so that we don't get worn out by too much love of self or led astray by false ideas. Now, sometimes the Lord has to permit bad things to happen in our lives or to people that we love. He has to let evil spirits come into our minds and try to get us to do bad things, and sometimes we cave in and do them. Sometimes he has to let bad people do nasty things that hurt other people, or evil spirits to cause accidents or diseases. And the Lord has to allow a certain number of these things to happen, but in the heavenly doctrine, he teaches us that he never lets a single bad thing happen that he cannot turn into something good and happy forever. That's a really important thing to know, that he never lets bad things happen that he cannot turn into good. For example, suppose that someone has an accident and they're badly hurt. What happens? The other people around them rally around to help. They bring food. They might bring money. They might help care for his children or her children. They might clean the house. They might give them a hug and tell them that they love them. They might take them to the doctors. They find lots of ways to help this person who is hurt. And this is a very good thing because it helps strengthen their love for their neighbor and their love for serving the Lord to help this person. And so they become clearer and stronger in their sense of what really matters in this life. And therefore, they become better servants to their neighbors and to the Lord. So the Lord turns it into something really good that way. We are all on a journey, like the ancient pilgrims, on our way from this world to heaven. And all along the way, the Lord will keep us from all evil. He will keep our soul. From the time we go out of our mother's womb into this world, we take our first breath, the Lord is blessing us and protecting us all the way along our journey until we come in to our eternal home in heaven and then forevermore. And so this beautiful psalm ends, "The Lord will keep thy going out and thy coming in from now and forevermore." Amen.